So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bang! Bang! Line of death!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, I'm coming out of the, coming out of that phase where I feel weird and I'm now getting comfortable and starting to wonder if I even need it in the first place.
Well, you told me something that shook me to my core.
What?
You've been without a phone for the last couple of days here.
Yeah, last two days.
You can't even order Uber.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can get texts on my computer.
But, dude.
But, you know, it's like they say the first 24 hours are the toughest. And then once you get past.
No, it's worse for
you
me.
You start walking along thinking, why do I need it in the first place?
They do yes, say Evan. That.
A couple of updates from Kyle Shanahan in regards to injury. We heard earlier on the Eagles side that Lane Johnson remains questionable for this game. That's the big one. For the 49ers, Kyle basically said everyone's questionable, including Trent, Pearsall, D. Winters. Everyone not named Tatum Bethune is questionable.
All right. That's the way he's handling it.
But how would you decipher Kyle talk if I just tried to condense it down to Pearsall? Game time decision?
Yeah. Gotta be.
You know, we're all going through something.
That is amazing. Damn.
I expect him to play, though.
Trent?
Yes.
I'm with you.
I definitely expect Trent Williams to play. Going to be a fun day on Sunday.
And you kind of want him as fully loaded as possible, you know?
Well, that I do. That I do want.
This last time, that was so whack. You know, I mean, I get it. That's what you aim for, knock out the quarterback. But, damn, we got robbed.
You want to talk about a non sequitur. You're a baseball guy. What do you think about what Rob Manfred is considering? Did you hear?
No.
Evan, did you hear this? He's considering.
No, there's a lot of playoff football going on, so I missed the Rob Manfred thing.
But we need him. That's you with him. But go ahead. Yeah.
Slip through the cracks.
You're so limited.
There's a lot going on.
I love it. Go ahead. What did Rob say?
No.
I hate his last name.
Find out for yourself.
Playoff positioning.
Find out for yourself.
Give it to me, Sonny.
No.
That was Evan.
No chance. You laughed.
Bang, bang, another game.
Gonna get rid of the American League and National League. Just going to make it 30.
Oh, no, just stop. Stupid.
In-season tournament?
Just, oh, my.
If that were to happen,
oh, my gosh.
What? What do you mean, oh, my gosh?
American National League. That's, hello, baseball, apple pie.
The English Premier League doesn't have divisions, right? They just have all their teams in one bunch. The English Premier League. I actually can't hear you.
Yeah, either can I.
Anyway.
Sorry. No, yeah, it's just a table.
Yeah. Why don't we do it like that?
They also relegate teams.
I know.
We won't do that.
I know we won't.
Wow.
Because we're a participation trophy society.
Yep.
Anyway, what do you think, Goo? Let's talk about it.
I'll tell you this. If we did do that, this game against Philly and the Niners would be in San Francisco. How about that?
Let's go. Give me your prediction. What do you think is going to happen?
Honestly, 23-17, I got Philly. And a lot of that is kind of what Ross talked about and the recency bias on what I saw a damn good defense from Seattle do to this prolific Niner offense. So there's some trepidation there. But, Stani, I just don't see how defensively, and I told you Spadoni and Butch, two turnovers. You got somehow, something's got to pop off on that front. You had a chance and did get on the fumble against Seattle. So 23-17, Stani. And I'll be dancing with everybody if somehow they could pull this off. But it just at some point, right, the music's got to stop when you're that beat up defensively. Can you really go in and beat the defending champs?
You can. It's possible, yeah. No doubt.
What do you have?
I'm
23-17.
So.
And we'll get Evans, too.
I'm going to look at it from like a ridiculously macro view. So you tell me the Eagles average 22 points a game?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give him 27 for this game.
All right.
Okay, because of the defense.
Okay.
49ers offense.
This, here we go.
Against the Eagles defense. After seeing, you know, normally I'd probably be like 27-24. But because of what I saw last week, now I'm a little concerned.
I love that.
I got 27-16.
All right.
Eagles.
Yeah. How about you, Evan?
I don't think the Eagles are going to score three touchdowns, so I would probably take... I've gone back and forth. Like, I do think this is going to be really close. I want to say 21-20, but I'll go 24-20. It's, I got to lean Philly.
Yeah.
But I absolutely believe there's a path for the Niners to win this football game. And I don't think that the Philadelphia run defense is as dominant as everybody's given them credit for. Like, I think people believe they're just playing the Seattle Seahawks again this week.
What do you guys think? Who's got a better offense, Seattle or Philadelphia?
Offense.
Offense. Who's got a better offense?
Seattle.
They do?
I don't think it's close.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
this year.
Okay, so that means I'll give Seattle a few benefits from last week. Okay, so they were held to 13, but let's give them 26.
Oh my
two
gosh,
field goals
yeah.
and that touchdown. So if you're telling me Seattle's defense is offense is better than Philly's, well then can you hold them to 21-24? You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I think you can. I also think that both teams are going to try and shrink the game.
Right.
Goob said it earlier, but I think possession battle is probably the biggest key.
But Evan, to your point, if the Niners haven't been able to run the ball, and this is why I'm skeptical all year long, does Philly have to be dynamic run defense? You know what I mean? Can it just be the average Philly run defense and that be enough to versus a team that hasn't been able to get out its own way?
No, but I also don't think the Niners have to run for 200 yards. You know, I don't think they have to do what the Bears did, by the way, to Philadelphia Philly.
Oh, that was
which was run all over them.
Black Friday.
But I think if McCaffrey is around, I'll say like 120 total yards between receiving and rushing, I like the Niners' chances in this game.
Who you got? Who's the Super Bowl picks, Donnie? I know I'm rushing it.
Well, the funny thing is remember we had that draft like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. I'll never forget.
I might have picked the Patriots, and now I have them losing in the first round.
All right. Evan talk you out of that because he says he thinks the Chargers, and I get it, a lot of people do, can win that game?
No, I got a buddy, Jay.
Okay.
Well, Chargers have never beat the Pats in the playoffs, but.
I got a buddy, Jay, who's a big Patriots fan, and it's not that I don't like Jay. I love Jay.
Yeah.
He kind of talking like
it's easy.
The Pats have arrived. You know, just a little bit. I'm just saying. Yeah. That's just still a great question.
I'm looking at my team. I know who's coming out to AFC, Evan. It's Donnie.
Is there anybody?
Actually, that's not true. I'm going to stick with the same pick, and it's the Eagles.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, no. For the Super Bowl.
Yeah. But who are they playing? Coming
They're
out there.
They're playing Buffalo.
I'm not mad at you. This is the worst iteration of Buffalo.
But this is where.
Maybe they do, and I'm wrong.
Bo Nix going to hold it up? Maybe.
I got the Texans, E. I got the Rams versus the Texans,
Damn
and the Rams winning the Super Bowl.
Like Houston.
That's okay.
I really like Houston. I think you're going to go there.
Yeah.
Who else
in the AFC? Your Chargers?
I think the Chargers have a shot. But I think they have a shot.
Man,
the O-line, can they protect your guy, Jay Herbert?
Well, you guys do this with basketball a lot, and I think it's a good exercise. What's going to get a team beat? And I think that when you go through the teams... That's why the Niners, it's hard for me to envision them winning, not on Sunday, but just all of it. Like, they have so many things that could get them beat. That's why I don't think the Rams, honestly, are going to get there, because they have a special teams issue. No. And I feel like most teams have to have one like big kick or a return or something on special teams along the path to their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm not saying kicker too. You're certainly not Jenikowski. Wrong. I didn't see a kicker that big.
I also feel like
for the Rams,
like the 49ers special teams have been really, really good this year. But
how'd that work?
I mean, Pinheiro's got to make every kick again Sunday. You know what I mean?
It's what he does.
Yeah, I know.
But what if you limit the offense to where he's a non-factor like Saturday? You got one shot.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, your special teams could be a reason you're here, and like, Sky Moore fumbles one ball and Pinheiro hits the post. And like, but I do think
Jacksonville's
Pinheiro
my dark
looks
horse.
Pretty solid.
He's been solid, no doubt.
Then how come they picked him up out of nowhere?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Because you can pick him up off trees.
Their debacles as a team, they got reprieve. They had Moody, you got Pinheiro.
Yeah.
They had, who am I talking
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance, and you got Brock Purdy. You had Ayuk. That's where you're lacking.
All right. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.